Knitting Out Loud presents No Idle Hands, The Social History of American Knitting, Colonial Knitters Through Knitting A to Z, written by Anne L. MacDonald, 1988, read by Kimberly Dakin. In works of labor or of skill, I would be busy too, for Satan finds some mischief still for idle hands to do. Isaac Watts, Against Idleness, 1732. Introduction. A social history like this was considered beyond the pale of real history when I was growing up. And I well remember my father's indignation when his only son, a Yale history major, enrolled in a distinguished professor's course in American social history that was irreverently nicknamed Pots and Pans by the prankish students. In those Depression days, my father equated expenditure on such twaddle with money down the drain, and the message was not lost on his youngest. When I hit the college big time a few years later, I prudently matriculated in political science and history and consorted with kings, presidents, prime ministers, and emperors, with a dash of wars and treaties on the side. The virtual dearth of women's affairs in historical texts struck me as deplorable, but in the 30s and 40s, I was not spurred to demand exhumation of herstory. Nor could I have conceived that one day I would write primarily on women, especially about their knitting. This book grew not from a decision to write women into history.